very much. We have a problem with two boys wanting to, just want to thank you for allowing us all to gather here, Lord, and finding your word this morning. Thank you for the man who sent us this week, and pray for the families of those who died in the lake this week, Lord, because you have been comforting me here. And Lord, so pray that you help us just be better servants to you, God. We share prayer. Amen. All right. Long-suffering man will extinguish condemnation. but the ungodly man stirs up more. The ways of idle men are strewn with thorny plants, but the thorny plants of the courageous are one's root. A wise son gladdens his father, but a son without discernment treats his mother with contempt. The paths of one without understanding are deep and discernment, but a man with discernment walks uprightly. Those not honoring counsel defer their deliberations, but counsel remain in the heart of those who resolve to live. The evil man will not obey counsel, nor will he speak anything appropriate, even something from common gift. The thoughts of a wise man are his ways of life, that he might turn aside and be saved from evil. The Lord will destroy the houses of the arrogant, but he will strengthen the boundary of the wicked. The thinking of the unrighteous man is an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the holy are sacred. He who receives bribes utterly destroys himself, but he who hates receiving bribes saves himself. Sins are cleansed by almsgiving and faithfulness, and by the fear of the Lord everyone turns aside and moves. The hearts of the righteous care about faithfulness, but the mouth of the ungodly answers evil things. The ways of the righteous men are acceptable to the Lord, and through them even enemies become friends. God is far from the ungodly, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. Better is a small yoke of the righteous than a abundant fruit of the unrighteous. Let the heart of man think righteous things, that he may take his steps straight unto God. The eye that beholds good things gladdens the heart, but a good report is of Jesus Christ. He who rejects instructions hates himself, but he who gives heed to reproof loves his soul. Verse 37, he who rejects instruction hates himself. So when your dad or mom or an elder gives you instruction, and you just don't really listen to it, you're hurting yourself. You hate yourself, it says here. Man who is getting instructions. Our dad's been here a lot longer than we have. They're a lot smarter than we are. We probably need to listen to them when they say something. 38. The fear of God is instruction and wisdom, and the beginning of glory, glory's possible. Like about the Proverbs is there's just so much packed into the book. In every verse, there's something to learn. For this week, I want the younger boys to memorize verse 37 and just practice this week. Just when your dad or somebody older than you tells you something to do, just do it. Just and be happy to do it. Dad or your mom or an elder, just memorize that verse and just this week. Love instruction. That says that he who gives heed to reproof loves his soul. Knowing boys, verse 1. Wrath destroys the men of discernment, but humble man turns away anger, and grievous words serves up wrath. Well, boys, just this week, when you start getting mad about something, just walk away from it, or give a humble answer, and just be a peacemaker this week. Memorize verse 1, and get upset with something, just don't let it get to you.
We're supposed to memorize a certain verse that was assigned to us and explain what it means. And I was supposed to memorize verse 8. An astute man, the wisdom of astute men will know their ways, but the folly of men without discernment is in their deceit. It means that if you're wise, you'll know what to do and know where to go. But if you're foolish, you just still do what you know is wrong.
Verse 9. The houses of the lawless are due for purification, but the houses of the righteous are acceptable. And the righteous are just follow God and go to heaven, and the evil ones go to hell.
The house of the ungodly will be destroyed, but the tents of the upright shall stand. Proverbs 14:11.
I got verse 4. When there are no oxen, the stalls are clean. And I thought about how they didn't have oxen. They didn't have oxen to plow the field, so they had to do it by hand.
I had verse 23. The advisors of evil things do not understand mercy and faithfulness. But mercy and faithfulness are with the advisors of good things. People that are not good don't understand good because they're not good, and people that are good understand it, so, because they're good.
Proverbs 14:28, the command of the Lord is a fountain of life, for it causes one to turn from the snare of death. If you do what God commands you, it's going to help prolong your life and help your life so that you don't do things that might harm you.
Proverbs 14:32. He who oppresses the poor man provoketh his maker, but he who honors him has mercy upon a poor man. We shouldn't oppress the poor, we should be good to them and be good to the poor man.
Verse 15. A simple man believes in every word, but an astute man comes to repentance. Some people they see in the Bible that they're doing something wrong, and they go to their pastor or their church rules tell them that's okay what they're doing, but the astute man sees what he's doing wrong and just repents regardless of what people say.
I got verse 12. There is a road that seems to be right with men, but the ends of it reach into the depths of Hades. And I thought about how easy it would be to get tempted to just think, well, let's have fun in this life that we have, but that's throwing away our good chance that God gave us to get saved.
I got verse 14. A quick-tempered man acts with recklessness, but a man with discernment bears many things. And I thought of a man that is reckless or quick-tempered. If his neighbor's cow gets out into his field, he starts yelling at the neighbor to get it back in. But a man with discernment, he'll go and get the bull back in and just not bother the neighbor about it.
I got Proverbs 14:27. In the fear of the Lord, there is hope of strength, and to his children, there remains support. So that means that if we're doing what God wants us to and making wise decisions, and we can find a way to get out of, there's a way to get through hard times.
Verse 30, a long-suffering man is strong in discernment, but a faint-hearted man is strongly without discernment. That's Kate read 19 and 20. Next chapter says, an angry man stirs up contention, but a long-suffering man even calms the rising quarrels. A long-suffering man will extinguish commendations, but the godly man stirs up more.
He gave me Proverbs 14:24. To he who is careful, there is an abundance, but he who is pleasure-taking and slothful shall be in want. And that's so true. We see that a lot. We go around, we meet a lot of people doing our business, and especially when we're doing the residential, we see a lot. There's just a lot of different people. Some people were of pleasure-taking, but other people were diligent, and it's real interesting to see that. So that, I really like that verse.
Proverbs 14:14. A bold-hearted man will be filled with his own ways, but a good man with all his thoughts. And I just thought, well, a bold-hearted man is—he's filled with his own thoughts, but they're his own. It's his own folly that his mind is filled with, he doesn't want to hear the thoughts of others or wisdom of others. But then I thought about the good man and how he's filled with his thoughts, and those thoughts are good thoughts. Thoughtfulness, thoughts of kindness towards others, and just what he can do to help his brother and neighbor. So that was what I thought that verse meant.
As I remember it, I didn't ask you to memorize, but when God stood up and said that, I was about to change it.